This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this week, a bill that would ban Arkansas minors from receiving gender-affirming health care and penalize doctors who attempt to provide it was approved by the Arkansas legislature. House Bill 1570, which is called the Arkansas Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act, or SAFE, was sponsored by Representative Robin Lundstrom of Elm Springs. This comes after the governor had already signed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which bans trans women and girls from participating in publicly funded school and college sports, and the Medical Ethics and Diversity Act, which allows healthcare providers to refuse to give care to a patient on moral or religious grounds. As the SAFE Act sits on the desk of Governor Asa Hutchinson, the governor recently met with a member of the local trans community. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Evelyn Rio Stafford about that meeting. Rio Stafford is a Washington County Justice of the Peace and the first openly transgender Arkansan elected to office in the state.
Tell us about what happened this week, because you got a surprise invitation to go down to Little Rock on Tuesday.
I did. When I started this week, I really did not expect to be meeting with the governor. The legislature passed HB 1570 on Monday. And I really have to thank Representative Nicole Clowney for setting up a meeting with the governor. And basically, the idea was that she felt that he should hear some actual voices of trans people before he took action. Originally, it was going to be just me, and I talked my way into bringing another person with me because I felt like someone who was closer to this issue even than I was should be there. So I picked Willow Brashear. She's 18 years old. She transitioned in Arkansas public schools when she was 13 and had firsthand experience with this issue that this bill addresses.
What did you want Governor Hutchinson to know about HB 1570 as that bill sits on his desk?
I thought this was a great opportunity for the governor to actually hear from trans voices, because too often in this whole debate with this bill and other bills, trans people have been sort of left out of the conversation entirely. There's been a lot of talking about us without us. There are no openly trans people in the Arkansas legislature. Too often, these kinds of conversations happen without our voices being included at all.
And what about the governor? What did he want to know? What kind of questions did he ask?
The governor asked a lot of questions. He wasn't trying to rush us out of the room or anything like that. In fact, we went over time. He scheduled 30 minutes for this meeting, and we actually went 40 because he was just really interested in learning about an issue that I could tell he really didn't have a lot of experience with.
It sounds like you feel that's a good thing, but are you disappointed he didn't meet with you or other trans people before signing some of the other bills that have been signed in the last few weeks?
We did talk about some of the other bills. What's interesting is he asked my opinion about a couple of the bills he already signed. You know, part of me was like, the bill's already been signed. I'm not sure why you're asking me, but I think he's starting to see that there's bill after bill after bill coming out of this legislature that affects trans people in our state. And he did ask the question of how trans Arkansans, the trans Arkansas community is reacting to all this.
And what did you tell him? How is the trans community in Arkansas feeling in this moment?
I basically told him that there's a lot of fear. People are concerned. People are worried about what's coming next out of this legislative session.
Especially this latest bill, HB 1570. It's unlike anything we've seen anywhere else.
Yeah, this healthcare bill would be the first of its kind in the nation. And I basically told the governor that this is a very pediatric trans health is a very complex issue that requires a lot of nuance. And this bill does not have nuance. This is a very heavy-handed bill that would completely ban any kind of pediatric trans health, regardless of parental consent. Willow told the governor about her experience transitioning as a teenager in Arkansas. She talked about how she'd had a year of therapy before she ever, went on hormones or anything like that, how she had to have parental consent, how her mom and her grandmother were both supportive and were involved in the decision-making every step of the way. And I think the governor really had a lot of questions about everything. He had a lot of really good questions. And I think he was making an honest effort to learn about an issue that he really didn't know a lot about. One of the things we talked about was the fact that this bill outlaws a lot of things that aren't happening in Arkansas in the first place and never would happen, most likely because there's professional standards around trans health. And so this bill addresses solutions that there actually is no problem.
How did you walk away feeling after your meeting with the governor?
Yeah, I got the feeling that the governor really wanted to learn about this, what this bill does, and what the actual issues are. I walked away knowing that the governor learned what life was like for Willow and for other young people like her, a real flesh and blood Arkansas trans youth. It's not just an abstract issue anymore. This is something that affects real people. And, we often find that, visibility can help change minds when it's not such an abstract idea, when you're actually talking to a real human being. Sometimes that helps personalize the issue.
And what about legislators? What's your message to them as they still have a few weeks left in this session?
I think one thing I wanted to say is in this meeting, one of the things I realized is that this is not the governor's agenda, and this is not necessarily something that the governor has asked for. The governor has repeatedly asked the legislature to pass a hate crimes bill, which they failed to do. So the source of these bills isn't coming from the governor. The source of these bills is coming from a small group of legislators and Leslie Rutledge in some cases. And they're really pushing an agenda. So I'm not sure how easy it is to get through to the people who are actually putting these bills forward. I'm not sure if they're reachable or not. What we've seen is that often some of these bills that are being pushed through the Arkansas legislature are kind of cookie cutter bills that are almost identical to bills that are being put forward in other states. And they're originating basically from hate groups that are outside of Arkansas.
Are you concerned that passing and signing HB 1570 will lead other states to do the same thing?
Yeah, that is a concern because Arkansas right now is on the vanguard. And I think there is a concern about a domino effect. And so if Arkansas decides to, turn this bill into law, that could create a domino effect in other states. If the governor vetoes this bill, that could sort of stop similar bills in their tracks in other states. So I think this is a super important decision, not just within Arkansas, but the effect that it could have on other states as well.
And on a personal note, how are you feeling right now?
Well, I would say that I'm feeling frustrated. What I'm trying to do right now is to use the platform that I've been given to try and hold space for other folks in our community who are in vulnerable situations, hold space for parents who are concerned about what's going to happen with their trans youth. Are they going to have to move out of the state to get the health care that they feel they need? To try to hold space for trans people who are concerned about losing their insurance, and to hold space for folks who are just in vulnerable situations.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
That was Evelyn Rio Stafford speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about her meeting with the governor regarding House Bill 1570. Rio Stafford is a Washington County Justice of the Peace and the first openly transgender Arkansan elected to office in the state. Governor Asa Hutchinson, as of press time, has not indicated whether he plans to sign or veto HB 1570.